Grief is a natural and universal reaction to the loss of a loved one, whether it be a family member or a pet. It is characterized by a set of physical, emotional, cognitive, and behavioral manifestations that evolve over time. Despite its universal nature, grief remains a unique and intimate experience, specific to each individual based on their personality, life history, and the nature of their relationship with the deceased. Among the key concepts of grief, we find the notion of process. Grief is not a static state, but rather a dynamic journey that unfolds in several stages. The most well-known models, such as that of Kubler-Ross, describe a succession of emotional phases such as shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. It is important to emphasize that these stages are not linear, and that each person will experience them at their own pace, with possible back and forth movement. Another fundamental concept is that of grief work. Mourning does not mean forgetting the deceased, but gradually rearranging the bond we had with them. This involves allowing oneself to live and express one's emotions, making sense of the loss, adapting to the absence, and slowly reinvesting in life without the loved one. This psychological work is necessary in order to integrate the loss and regain emotional balance. Denying or repressing one's grief only delays the process and can lead to complicated grief. Although painful, grief reactions have an adaptive function. They testify to the attachment that linked us to the deceased. The suffering is proportional to the love. The stronger and more invested the relationship was, the more cruelly the absence is felt. Some people experience a true shock, as if a part of them has been amputated. Others feel an abyssal void, a sense of unreality, a deep sadness intertwined with anger and guilt. Physically, it is not uncommon to suffer from sleep disorders, loss of appetite, or various pains. Faced with these upheavals, the bereaved need to be listened to, supported, and reassured about the normality of their reactions. Too often, society and their surroundings press them to turn the page, to get over their grief quickly. However, everyone has their own pace, which is essential to respect. Certain factors, such as the circumstances of the death, the presence of unresolved previous bereavements, or a context of psychological vulnerability, can complicate the process and require specific care. In summary, grief is a journey that is both universal and unique, marked by stages and intense emotions. It is a gradual psychological task that requires time, patience, and self-compassion. Well supported, it can become an opportunity for personal growth, for reshaping bonds and the meaning of life. The words of Saint-Exupéry accurately summarize this journey. One sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Key takeaways: grief is a natural and universal process following the loss of a loved one, but remains a unique experience for each individual. It unfolds in several stages: shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, which are not linear. Grief work involves rearranging the bond with the deceased, expressing emotions, and reinvesting in one's life. Grief reactions, emotional, physical, cognitive, are painful but testify to the attachment to the deceased. Each individual has their own pace of grief, which it is important to respect, without pressure from others. Certain factors, circumstances of death, previous bereavements, psychological vulnerability, can complicate grief. Well supported, grief can be an opportunity for personal growth and reshaping of the meaning of life.